verse 11 through 14, if you want to turn there quickly. Luke 2, verse 11. This will take the place of the Christmas message that didn't preach last Christmas. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude, the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Who is this Christ of God? Who is this one born in a manger and recorded in the book of books? I didn't know that people who were born in mangers and stables got their names reported in the annals of history, let alone in the book of books. Who's this one born in a little obscure town of Bethlehem, a little tiny town, just a Riverton Heights of Jerusalem? Not even in the inn. Born there with the animals, gathering his heat in a late October night from the warm bodies of the black cows and of the sheep. And in that room was born one whose birth was attended by a myriad of angels singing. And what were they singing when they looked down and saw that little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying there on that straw? They said, glory to God in the highest. Who was this one that elicited the praises of all the angels? Who was this one which they sang, on earth, peace? On earth, this one's going to bring peace to the earth. The Prince of Peace has come. Who is this one that caused the angels to sing? Oh, now, goodwill toward men. Now God can have goodwill toward men. The reconciler has come. The atonement for all the sins of the world. Who is this one that grew in favor with God and men? That lived such an exemplary life and so was such a sweetheart of his soul that he not only, as he walked and came into contact and confrontation with the commandments of God and the synagogue and with various things in his life, and as his father and mother told him to do things, he grew in favor with God. And he grew in favor with men. The whole area of Nazareth thought, that boy. Now, there's the boy, I tell you. He never sasses his folks. I mean, he's a sweetheart. He is quick to obey. He's pleasant. He's never dry. He's never gloomy. You can trust him. You don't have to worry about him sneaking snakes in your bowl while you're out and doing the garden. Who is this one who humbled the prophet that came out of the wilderness, filled with the Holy Ghost in his mother's womb? Saying, I am the voice of one. Who is it that walked out to be baptized and caused that prophet to say, I am unworthy to even stoop down and unloose the thongs of your sandals? Who is this one that at a wedding, when the wine was gone, turned water into wine, said, bring the water pots, fill them full? Who was this one who humbled himself, had no place to lay his head, denied himself a wife, an occupation of life, became a servant, washed the disciples' feet, but spoke as God Almighty. Who was this one that commanded the winds to be still and the waves to cease? Who stilled the tempest and the sea? Who strangely warmed the hearts of the disciples on the way to Emmaus? Who had such confidence and repose that he laid on the veil on the back of the ship down in the hold in a raging sea when the ship was sinking and just sleep? Who was this one that walked touched with the feelings and infirmities of the people? Walked among the riffraff that was scorned by the Hebrew, the religious Jews of the day. Laid his hands upon the lepers and they were healed. Touched the blind eyes that they saw. Opened the ears of the deaf. Caused the mouth of the dumb to speak. Caused the legs of the cripples to gain strength and to leap at the heart. Who was this one that caused the palsied man to be steady in his going forth? Who was this one that raised Dorcas from the dead? Who was the one that said about Lazarus, 4 days dead, body starting to decompose, he is not dead but sleepeth. He that believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Who was this one that brought the rabbinical teachers to silence, caused the scribes to hold their tongues and the lawyers to hang their heads? Who was the one that corrected the doctors of learning, that embarrassed Pilate on the throne, fascinated the King Herod by his miracles, endeared the love of children, taking them in his arms and loving them, talking about the little flowers of the field, loving the creation of God, filling all Jerusalem with his doctrine, causing the throngs to press upon him, causing the world to run after him, thrilling the multitudes, filling the belly of the hungry, rebuking the zealots, teaching the lofty teacher and member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish High Supreme Court, telling him what he must do to be saved, forgiving me a woman caught in the act of adultery, preaching to sinners, shepherding those that followed him, spending all night in the mountains praying, walking as a king, but living as a servant, consoling the weak, challenging the strong, interceding for the needy, restoring the penitent. Who was this one who brought light to those in darkness, water to the thirsty and bread to the hungry, who said, not my will, Father, but thy will be done? Who was the champion of righteousness and holiness and justice, who forgave his enemies, who was zealous about his Father's business, who cast out demons? Who was this one? Who is this Christ of God? Which is another way of saying, who is this anointed of God? Who is this Son of God? You'll be surprised at the answer I'm going to give you. You prepared? You ready? Who is this Christ of God? You. No, my friend, Revelation. What do you say when the scripture says, speaking about the Lord and His Christ. Does the Lord need a Christ? Does the Lord need a Savior? You know that Christ is? That's you. The Lord and His anointed. What do you say when Jesus said, "Doth not even the Scriptures say ye are gods? Ye are Elohim. Ye are Elohim." That's who He was. But wasn't this talking about Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the only Son of God? Oh yes, of course. I knew you would recognize Him. Who else but Him? We are members of His body. We are in Christ. We are also sons of God. But more, we are His anointed. We are His anointed ones. The mantle of Christ fell upon us when He was caught away in a whirlwind into heaven in the fiery chariot as Elijah, Jehovah is Elohim, who shall come back again. He was Elijah, come back again, first in John and then in Him, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and Him to the fathers. And when Elijah went away, the mantle fell upon Elisha, who had the double portion in his spirit, who carried on the work of Elijah over the school of the prophets. Did not Jesus say, "Because I go away, greater works than these shall ye do"? Go out and heal the sick, cast out demons, raise the dead. Is that not what He said? Did He say He gave His power? All power, He said, given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. Did He not commission us? Were we not called Christians? Little Christ? His disciples to emanate and propagate what He taught, a great teacher? Did He who is the light of the world not say, "Ye are the light of the world"? Did He who is the salt of the earth did He not say, "Ye are the salt of the earth"? Are we not His voice, His arms, His legs, His witnesses? Are we not His ambassadors? Did Paul not say, "It is no longer I, but Christ"? This is you, if you'll take it. Let me quickly, without taking much time, run over most of these same points again. You say, "Well, we weren't born in a manger." Pretty close. Pretty close, brother. We weren't born in any palace. What has God called us to do? To grow in favor with God and man. Right? To learn obedience to the things which we suffer. He has called us to take the form of a servant, but to speak as God, as the mouthpiece of God. He has called us to command the storms that seize against the bark of our life to be still. In the name of Jesus. For He has given us the power of attorney to use His name. Now why do you think we're going to use His name, except when He's going to go away and leave us with His name to carry on His work? Did not Elisha come to the same river, Jordan, that Elijah, who went away and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Might the river and go forth, cross some dry land, just like Elijah"? And was that not a type of you and I? We are not to allow this tempest to beat against us, but say, "God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of peace." In the name of Jesus, I command this tempest against my soul to cease. It stands written, "I rebuke you, and the storms will flee from you," it says. And Satan is that storm. He'll flee from you. Rebuke him. That's what Jesus did. Rebuke. And He left. He has called us, even when we are in a storm of life. There are many storms out in the sea of life. Just to lie there and rest. And peace. And not worry nor fret about even one thing. But cast all of our confidence in Him, for He careth for us. He's called us to walk on top of the storms and the things of this life. the tumult and the things that cause the nations as the sea to be brought up in heaps, to crash and to roll and to be unsettled. He called us to walk upon the top of the situation and not think. He has called us to lay hands on the sick, restore those that are spiritually blind, that cannot see so they can see, cause men who cannot heal to heal, cause men who cannot walk to walk, cause those that are weak and are faltering to be steady, cause those who cannot speak to speak forth the words of God, to go to those with a sin of leprosy in their life, and to cure them of it, that they may be whole men to serve God. He has called us to bring all the rabbinical teachers out here to silence by having the wisdom of God and the knowledge of His Word. To correct the doctors of learning who have got the Word wrong. And know that the multitudes will follow those that will walk with God. He expects us to fill Seattle with a doctrine. Cause the world to run after us, because they do not see us but Christ. He expects us to be able to live as men of God, to be thrill the multitudes, filling the belly of the hungry. He expects us to rebuke the activists, teach members who are doctors in the Lutheran Church and the priests, to teach them what it is to be born again. He's called us to forgive those that are caught in adultery who repent, to preach to sinners, to shepherd those that follow us, to walk as a king but live as a servant, to console the weak and challenge the strong, intercede for the needy and restore the penitent back into the body again, give light to those in darkness, water to the thirsty, and bread to the hungry, to be the wisdom of God, to say, Lord, not my will but thine, to be champions of righteousness, holiness, and justice, forgiving our enemies, and zealous about our Father's kingdoms, casting out demons. I went over every single point. Who is this Christ of God? That's us, my friend, if your vision is broad enough. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody bring a song.